Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm a local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we open up the pages of God's Word. We also invite you to our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many different resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word, and you even find out some information about us on our website. At the end of this broadcast, we begin the regular meeting times of our worship period and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. We are looking at great Bible examples, and today we're going to look at the great Bible example of courage, and that's David. One of the best-known Bible characters in the Bible is David. His faith and courage made good examples worthy for us to follow today. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom after he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do my will. Acts 13:22, and also 1 Samuel 13:14. In contrast, Abraham's life is described in 14 chapters. 61 chapters are devoted to the life of David. While we will see that David had his faults, he had a tender heart, and he had deep faith in God. The record of his life in 1 Samuel 16 through 2 Samuel 24, David was the youngest of eight brothers, 1 Samuel 16:10-13. His father was Jesse, who was the son of Obed, 1 Samuel 16. Since Obed was the son of Boaz and Ruth, then David was the great-grandfather of a Moabitess woman, Ruth. God chose this aged Moab woman to be in the lineage of Christ. Later, when David fears his life and seeks refuge, he takes shelter among the people of Moab, 1 Samuel 22:3-4. When David is chosen by God to be the second king over Israel, the circumstances were not earth-shattering. God had became displeased with Saul in Gilgal and with the Amalekites. Samuel went to anoint one of the sons of Jesse as the next king. The seven older brothers were rejected. Why? Do not look at the appearance or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for he looks at not at the outward appearance, but at the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. When asked if he had any more sons, yes, just one. He's attending the sheep. Was he implying David was not worthy to be considered? He was anointed anyway and placed an active role in the people of God. 1 Samuel 16:21. In the beginning, he found favor with Saul, 1 Samuel 16:22-23. Yet David is going to need that courage many times in his life, and let us begin to examine why. David's courage was shown in his early life. Typical procedure, the youngest in the family usually has to tend the sheep. David was a shepherd. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck him and killed it. Your servant was killed, both the lion and the bear, 1 Samuel 17:34-36. Even though young, he was courageous to attack these beasts, truly trusted in God. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go up against the Philistine to fight him, for you're but a youth. And he is a man of war from his youth, 1 Samuel 16:33. Then one of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen the son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing a mighty man of valor, and a valor of man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person. And the Lord is with him, 1 Samuel 16:18. David's courage is seen when he fought the giant Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. David's three oldest brothers are in the battle. David is sent by the father to take food to them. David heard Goliath harassing God's people. Goliath offered a winner to take all proposition to any that would try to fight him. It was going on for 40 days, and the Israelites were fearful of Goliath. The men of Israel were afraid. Goliath was above 9 feet tall, well-armed, and protected by his great armor, made it difficult to pierce. David did not understand why they allowed him to taunt God, and he's rebuked by his brother Eli, who would not let anyone defy the armies of the one true and living God. So David takes up the challenge. Saul sends him out to fight Goliath. Saul grants his permission. He takes 5 smooth stones and a slingshot. He couldn't wear Saul's armor. It was too large. God gave the credit in the anticipated victory. Goliath was killed and beheaded. David was made a hero. Doesn't mean we should get in over our heads. Common sense. He was with him with the bear and the lion. He would also be with him to take care of Goliath. He had faith. He would have great courage. David's courage is tested with conflicts with King Saul. In the beginning, David is a comfort to Saul. Saul places him over his men of war in 1 Samuel 18:5. He invites him to be his son-in-law in chapter 18 of 1 Samuel. Battles the Philistines and saves the village in 1 Samuel 23, verse 1 through 5. People praise David more than Saul. This caused jealousy and envy and strife between David and Saul. Purposely places David in danger that he might be killed in 1 Samuel 18, 17 through 30. Gives proof of killing 100 Philistines in order to take a wife. But he was able to do it with the help of God. David now is regarded as Saul's enemy in 1 Samuel 18, 29. He tries to exploit the friendship between Jonathan and David in 1 Samuel 19. David and Jonathan are very close, according to 1 Samuel 20. He threw a javelin at him in 1 Samuel 19, 10. David feared Saul, 1 Samuel 21. Chased him all over the countryside, 1 Samuel 23, verse 26. On two occasions, he could have killed Saul. He was hiding in a cave when Saul came in there, and yet he grabbed his garment, but he did not harm him, 1 Samuel 24. He was close enough for his spear when he was laying asleep in 1 Samuel 26, and again he did not harm him. Why? Why would he not harm him? Because he wouldn't lift up his hand against the Lord's anointing. When it was time for Saul to die, God would take care of it. He wasn't going to hasten the timetable. He trusted God. He had courage that God would take care of it. David trusted God to take care of the situation, and indeed he did. He agreed to respect one another, 1 Samuel 26, 25. He flees the presence of Saul in the land of the Philistines in 1 Samuel 27, 1. To go into the land of his enemy, it took courage. He went into the land of the Philistines, the enemies of God's people, but he did that in order to flee Saul. That took great courage. David's courage is seen by his response on attack on Ziklag. Achish, king of Gath, gave David the city on the Philistine frontier called Ziklag. He had 600 warriors, 1 Samuel 27, 2 through 12. While awake, Ziklag is attacked. All the women and children are carried away, including David's two wives. And there's great sorrow, 1 Samuel 30, 1 through 6. He pursues the men, 200 men that are exhausted or left in Bethsor, 1 Samuel chapter 30. He caught them celebrating and defeated them, got the women and children and great spoils in return. Some thought the 200 would get none of the spoils. But David said, "My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered us into the hand of the truth that came against us. For who will heed you in this matter? But as for a part is who goes down the battle, so shall the part be him that stays by the supply. So they should share alike." 1 Samuel 30, verse 23 through 24. Quota and performance system, not a measure with the Lord. Read the parable of the talents. Saul received word that Saul and his sons are killed in battle. He grieves many days in 1 Samuel 31. 2 Samuel 1, verses 1 through 12. A man comes and tells the new king that he has killed Saul. And because of taking it into his own hand to kill the anointed, David takes his life. David is chosen king over Judah, reigns in Hebron for 7.5 years. Saul's son Ishbosheth dies. David is elected king over all of Israel, moves to Jerusalem as the new capital, and he reigns for 33 years, 2 Samuel chapter 5. David's courage tested and facing his own sin. This episode part is the most difficult for his courage. He had sinned with Bathsheba in 2 Samuel 11 and 12. He saw her, he lusted after, he sent for her, slept with her, and then she was with child. Tried to cover his sin by using Uriah to go into his wife. And when that did not work, he tried to get him drunk. And when that did not work, he sent him into the forefront of the hottest battle and had him, and he was killed in battle. And after a period of mourning had passed, he took Bathsheba as his wife in 2 Samuel 11, 26 through 27. Nathan confronts David in 2 Samuel 1 through 7. And in 2 Samuel 12, 7 through 9, he is told that he's done evil in the sight of the Lord. Does he blame Bathsheba because she was out there taking a bath? Does he try to blame someone like Saul continually did? No. He said, "I have sinned," in 1 Samuel 12, 13. still the consequences after forgiveness came that the son that came from that illicit relationship died. He begged for a clean heart and a right spirit and restoration to the joy of salvation in a psalm that he penned in Psalms 51. He desired to build the temple, but he's not permitted to do so in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now these are the last words of David. Thus said David, the son of Jesse. Thus said the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. 2 Samuel 23 verse 1. The throne and the seed promise are through David. Read 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 16. He died a little over 70 years old and buried in the city of David after 40 years on the throne. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. He was a man of great courage. It took courage to fight Goliath. It took courage to not take matters in his own hand and take Saul's life when Saul was trying to actively kill him. It took great courage in order to have a deep friendship with the king's son, knowing that the king's son could have been an informer and helped his father in order to kill David. And it took great courage to deal with his own sin. He had sinned greatly, and he caused the enemies of God to blaspheme. And he also sinned in 2 Samuel 24 when he numbered the Israelites and found their number instead of depending on God and not knowing the number. He wasn't perfect. But the thing that separated him from all other men and what made him the greatest king of Israel is because he had a tender heart. And when he sinned, he did not blame anybody, didn't make excuses. He accepted his guilt, accepted his consequences, and he tried to learn from them and do better. And he did. And that's why he's considered a man after God's own heart. You know what? He was a man that had great courage. It took courage to do the many things that he had to deal with in his life. Do with fighting Goliath, do with fighting Saul, do with facing up to his own sin and his own shortcomings, and to be able to do the right thing, even though he knew that he wasn't perfect, and even though he had known and he had made great sin in his own life. But again, David rose to the occasion. Why is he called a man after God's own heart? Because he had a tender spirit. Because when he sinned, he accepted it, he acknowledged it, he repented of it, he sought God's mercy and his grace, and it was given to him. Again, he is a great example of what it means to have real courage. Ladies and gentlemen, to live in this world is not going to be easy. To stand up when we are in the minority, when the world is evil and their thought is evil, and they stand for ungodly things and ungodly practices, and we oppose them and we speak out against them. We speak out against abortion. We speak out against homosexuality. We speak out against the gender problem. We preach out. We preach against the lack of disrespect that is going on in our country. We speak out against the atrocity that are against humanity. We speak out, we make a stand, we take a position. Why? Because we are to be men and women who stand on principles, who stand on the truth, and who do not waver even in the face of difficulty, even in the face of being subjected to ridicule and mockery and being belittled. We have to stand for the truth. And it will never always be easy. But if we trust God, if we believe God, if we're going to do the things that God put us here to do, we're going to have to use that type of courage in order to live our lives, in order to be pleasing to God and set a proper example for those around about us. God didn't say it would be easy, but he said with his help, we could do all things through him, Philippians 4:13. David is living proof that he believed God.